Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking now at 8 o'clock right here on Fox 52. People shot in Goldsboro early this morning. What we know about the victims.
And feeling very comfortable out there this morning, but I'll show you why it will feel so much hotter over the weekend.
And volunteers from the Triangle here at the American Red Cross are heading to Hawaii to support locals and tourists in need as those wildfires continue to rage on.
Yeah, a lot of news to get through this morning, particularly so much need there in Hawaii.
Oh, it's heartbreaking to see, but North Carolina jumping in to help. You know, it doesn't take long.
Glad you're with us here on Fox 50 at 8 o'clock. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along here as we get our Friday started together. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at those muggy meter numbers. We started out okay. We're hanging in there.
We're hanging in there. Technically, 67 puts us at steamy, but at least it's not tropical. Typically, when we get into tropical, which is in the 70s, it feels especially oppressive and sticky. Steamy and tolerable, kind of middle of the road. It feels really nice and comfy, but that is not in our forecast anytime soon. Our temperature around the Triangle area in the mid-70s. We're seeing lots of sunshine, beautiful view here in Rocky Mount Mills across toward the Tar River. Looking at 66 in Roxborough, but elsewhere, our temperatures are starting to climb into the low to mid-70s. Our warm spot down in Fayetteville now at 77, but it felt awfully nice this morning. Futurecast shows clear skies for us all the way through lunchtime. Later in the afternoon, we could see some big puffy cumulus clouds developing. Most of us will end up staying dry today, but we're rolling through Futurecast because we do have the potential for some evening thunderstorms down south. So Southern Pines, Rayford, Fayetteville, Clinton, those are the areas where we'd have the best chance of just an isolated storm later today. With all that sunshine, we will warm up into the low 90s for this afternoon. If you're going to be out and about this evening, though, temperatures back into the mid 80s, and our humidity should be middle of the road. It really bounces back over the weekend, and we also have a chance for thunderstorms. I'll walk you through what your weekend looks like. Coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm in for Brian Trader this morning. It is 8:02, and we're going to start with our crash on Rock Quarry Road at Shepherd Valley Street. Not picking up any delays on the sensors. Hopefully it's in the clearing stages. We're working to learn more on that one. Buffalo Road at South Hall Road and Falls of Neuse Road. They both have crashes as well, but neither of those are causing any delays. The one on Falls of Neuse actually has been cleared at this point. Let's take a wider look around the Raleigh area. We're not seeing really any big delays on any of our sensors, especially over in the Durham area. You're pretty much delay-free at this point as well. Our live look at US 1 at Cary Parkway. If you're coming in on US 1, looks like cars are moving pretty smoothly out there right now, Jeff.
Brett, thanks for that. We have new video we are seeing from the air that shows just the growing destruction and heartbreak in Hawaii after the tragic wildfires. That flyover shot showing what remains of the town of Lahaina after flames left hundreds of homes and businesses just in ashes. Here's what we know this morning. There's an update that came into us just after 4 a.m. and officials in Maui confirmed two more deaths from the fire. So that brings the total number of people dead to 55 in what Hawaii's governor is calling the worst natural disaster in that state's history. Dry conditions and strong winds are making the situation worse, making rescue efforts quite a challenge. We're expecting an update today on the aftermath from Maui at 3 p.m. our time. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside the Red Cross here in Raleigh today, and disaster responders from our state are headed to Maui now to help. Laura.
Yeah, Jeff, disaster workers in Hawaii, they responded immediately, of course, opening shelter as thousands of people sought refuge. Well, we now know here in North Carolina, the American Red Cross of NC are planning to send about six disaster responders to provide aid to locals and tourists in need. Neighborhoods in Maui are unrecognizable as the deadly fire rages on. A spokesman with the organization says the greatest need is helping those who have been displaced. People are packing airports, sleeping there or in rental cars, awaiting the next flight out from the area, including families from the Triangle. Robert Sherwin from Mooresville is hoping for a safe return back.
We could really smell, you know, in the middle of the night, the smoky smell was very, very strong, a little concerning. The shops here, most of the things were closed. All the restaurants were closed.
So those volunteers here from North Carolina, they're going to be opening shelters, providing food and water, and assessing the damage. They plan to stay there for at least 3 weeks. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And we're following some breaking news. Two people were shot in a Goldsboro neighborhood this morning. Police were on that scene in Rockefeller Court for about 6 hours. Michael Grace was there in the WRAL breaking news tracker where police had that area blocked off.
Yeah, well, investigators picking up the rest of the evidence markers just before 17 this morning, and we now know two people have been shot and both in serious but stable condition. I want to get you to this video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see a number of evidence markers on those shell casings scattered across Alabama Avenue here on the northwest side of Goldsboro. Officers say they got the call at around 1:15 this morning. When they arrived at the 100 block of Rockefeller Court, they found one man inside his vehicle who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital. They later found out that another victim was brought to the hospital with a personal vehicle. Again, both of those men in serious condition at this time at ECU Health Medical Center. Now, though police wrapping up at the physical location, this is still an ongoing investigation, so we're going to continue to follow up with the public information officer out here in Goldsboro to get any more updates about this shooting. In Goldsboro, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're learning, working to learn more about what caused a home to catch fire in Southeast Raleigh. The WRAL breaking news tracker on the scene around 11 o'clock last night. His crews worked to put out that fire. This is on Dilmark Court between Rock Quarry Road and Sandford Road. You can see at least two windows on that second level are broken out of that White House right there in the middle. Fire crews have not said if anyone was hurt.
This morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office will honor Deputy Ned Byrd in a private ceremony. Today marks 1 year since Byrd was shot and killed in southeastern Wake County. He stopped to investigate a truck on the side of Battle Bridge Road on August 11th last year. He was shot four times. Brothers Arturo and Aldermarine Sotelo are charged with his murder and are awaiting trial. You can honor Deputy Byrd during free Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defense seminars tomorrow. It's happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at PNC Arena. Byrd practiced jiu-jitsu, and several of the instructors who trained with him will be there. On Sunday, you can join the second annual Ned Byrd Memorial Triathlon. It starts 9 a.m. at Iron District CrossFit in Raleigh, and it includes CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, and mountain biking.
Well, the Durham Rescue Mission is getting ready for its annual back-to-school party. The event helps families needing a little extra help get school supplies and other items to get kids ready to go back to school. There's a live look at that area right now. It starts around 10 o'clock this morning. In our next half hour, WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has all you need to know about why this event is so important to the Durham community. Well, this morning we'll get an update on U.S. inflation at the wholesale level. The Labor Department will release the producer price index around 8:30 this morning, about a half hour. The PPI has closely watched inflation gauge since it captures average price shifts upstream from the consumer. It's an indicator of how prices could eventually behave at store level when we purchase them. Today's report comes one day after a better-than-expected CPI report that showed the consumer prices ticked up slightly lower than the previous month.
808 the time right now. Chronic absenteeism is a growing issue. What research shows can happen to your child if they miss a lot of school.
Also, newly rebranded X, saying out with the old when it comes to Twitter memorabilia. The hundreds of items you could get your hands on from the old brand.
And feeling fairly comfortable this morning, but we do climb into the low 90s this afternoon. The weekend turning hotter with mid to upper 90s and a heat index in the triple digits. I'll show you when we could see a heat advisory coming up.
It's 11 minutes after 8 right now on your Friday morning. That's a beautiful look. White Lake, Bladen County. Gorgeous start to our day. It'll be a little humid. It'll be a nice time tomorrow and Sunday to be on a lake or some water. As you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. That is because the feels like temperatures this weekend will be much higher than they are right now. That's safe to say. Elizabeth Gardner on the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're enjoying this right now.
Pretty comfortable right now. Our dew point is just below the highest level, and our temperatures are not terrible. It's beautiful out there, too. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill, blue sky, pretty Carolina blue sky from Top of the Hill Restaurant, and, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville, all looking pretty. Here's a look at the big picture. We had a front that moved through the area yesterday that brought all that rain around midday and even some evening thunderstorms in spots. That has moved southward, but along this lingering boundary, we have a cluster of thunderstorms that's developed moving through Atlanta. And later this evening, that may swing along the remnants of that front to bring us a chance of some thunderstorms, mostly in our southern county. So we take a look at Futurecast. We'll just roll it on out to 5 o'clock this evening. We'll see mostly sunny skies to start with, partly cloudy during the afternoon, and then during the evening, the potential for a few of these scattered storms. Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Rayford, Clinton, those are going to be the areas that you'll most likely see those storms. But they'll be fairly late, again, after dinner time into the evening. We take a look at our rain chances for today. Again, it's just a 20% chance for Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton, and 0 to 10 for the rest of the viewing area. We take a look at Sunday. That's going to be our next best chance for more widespread showers and storms. It looks like the bulk of Sunday during the day will be nice and dry, but by 6 or 7, we start to see some scattered storms. There's 10 p.m., and you can see the rain across the area. At this point, we're looking at a strong flow coming out of the south, so we are now on the hot and sticky side of this front. So Sunday and Monday in particular, the heat index is going to be way up there, 105 to 107. And late Monday, again, we have the potential for a few thunderstorms with a second front that swings through. That front finally moves out on Tuesday. And then after that, we should get another small break in our humidity again. It's 30% chance of rain Sunday, 50 on Monday, and 30 early on Tuesday before it all moves out. Our beach forecast, not looking too bad. You know, almost every day in the summer, you're going to have a small chance of thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, all up and down the coast. Expect a moderate rip current danger today, but always check it when you're at the beaches. Make sure it looks okay before you head into the water. Mountain forecast, pretty hot in Asheville at 90, but as you go up in elevation, you get to Boone, 83 for the high this weekend. And then Grandfather Mountain or Mount Mitchell, you know, you really get way up there, you know, 5,000-6,000 feet, temperatures will be in the 70s. So that's where you can really escape the heat. You won't be escaping it here. 95 Saturday, 97 Sunday. Again, the heat index will be in the triple digits. And by Sunday and Monday, we may be under a heat advisory. I'll show you what it will feel like coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. It's 8:14 this morning, and we have just a couple of incidents out on the roadways right now. Most of them are starting to clear at this point. We do want to zoom in on Rock Quarry Road right there at Shepherd Valley Street. We're going to learn exactly how blocked, if any lanes are blocked there on Rock Quarry Road. It's that overpass right there at I-40. Not picking up any delays in the sensors, but it is something to keep an eye out on. Here's the Beltline 440 at Glenwood Avenue. A little bit of traffic out there, but nothing too bad. Cars are running pretty smoothly out there at this point, and our delays across the board, pretty much delay-free. Maybe a couple of minutes if you hit some stoplights coming in from US 1 southbound from the Wake Forest area. Over in the Durham area, it looks like we're going to be delay-free too. Whenever we get over there, there it is. Pretty much across the board, we are delay-free on all of your major routes going in and out of Durham.
Beth, thanks. Nearly 500,000 North Carolina students have been absent from school so much they're considered chronically absent. Research from Stanford University and the Associated Press show about 1 in 3 North Carolina students missed about 10% of the school days last school year. That's more than twice what it was before the pandemic. WREL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst reports that physical and mental illnesses are among the reasons. Housing instability also a concern.
Students who miss this much school can fall behind in 1 year, and that can just spiral out of control. You know, if you know you aren't doing well academically, maybe that puts a damper on your enthusiasm for school and just creates more challenges down the road.
Yes, students who are chronically absent are often more likely to fall behind their peers or even drop out, as Emily just alluded to. The research finds even students who want to go to school are sometimes hit with a lot of challenges due to transportation issues such as the bus driver shortages. For a full breakdown of this report, visit the education section of WRL.com.
Ecuador says its upcoming presidential election will continue as planned after a candidate was assassinated Wednesday. This attack comes as a deadly escalation of violence and crime grips the South American country. This all happened as he was wrapping up a campaign event. Some of Fernando Villavicencio's final words included him promising to clean house and crack down on criminals and lock up thieves. 9 other people, including a candidate for the National Assembly and 2 police officers, were also injured. The alleged gunman died while in police custody following a shootout. And here's an update this morning. 6 others, all Colombian nationals and believed to be gang members, have been arrested. Ecuador's current president is now asking for the U.S. FBI to assist with the investigation.
US 64 in Apex is back open this morning after a major tractor-trailer crash left it shut down for hours. The crash happened just before 4 yesterday afternoon on 64 West near the Triangle Expressway. Video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker shows the mess that was left behind for crews to clean up. Now, the road reopened around 8:15 last night. We're working to learn whether the truck driver was hurt.
Five Americans who've been in an Iranian prison are now under house arrest instead. The White House confirmed yesterday the Americans were released from prison. A national security spokesperson says this is, well, what you call an encouraging step. But it adds the Americans should never have been in that prison in the first place. Prisoners claim they were being held only to be traded for political purposes. Negotiations for their release continue.
You'll soon be able to buy stock in VinFast. The Vietnamese-based electric vehicle company approved a crucial merger, and it could begin trading on the NASDAQ as early as Tuesday. It could raise $23 billion through a stock offering. VinFast CEO released a statement saying, eager anticipation for the exciting and promising opportunities ahead.
Veterans now have a few more days to sign up for the expanded benefits under the PACT Act. The new deadline is this coming Monday, August 14th, 11:59 p.m. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says significant issues with its website and high call volume made it difficult for veterans to get signed up. We talked with Durham's VA's chief of staff, and they said veterans who had difficulty signing up are actually in the system despite any error messages.
They can rest assured that those error messages have been received, even though that they are may not think that their claims are being processed. They have logged the intent to file, and that has saved that effective date for their benefits.
You can go to va.gov/PAC to sign up. Soldiers who were exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances are eligible. The benefits will be backdated to last August.
The latest Zillow market report shows a slight cooling in the housing market. Zillow says the soft market is because of the transition from the spring shopping season to a late summer slowdown. In the Raleigh area, typical home values increased by 0.6% between June and July, reaching $433,700 on average. But they've dropped by 2.5% year over year. New listings in the market have decreased by more than 37% compared to the previous year. Homes are typically sold within 8 days, down from 12 days in July of 2019.
Carowinds Fury 325 roller coaster is back on track again. In a statement, the amusement park said repairs are complete and the ride is cleared. It cleared a final inspection by the state. The Fury was shut down in June after a visitor spotted a crack in a support beam. That beam was replaced and the coaster was realigned on the track. Carowinds says it ran the Fury more than 500 times before yesterday's final inspection.
Instacart now accepting federal SNAP benefits in all 50 states. That means customers can buy groceries online using the benefits. Instacart previously launched a pilot program in Alaska with Safeway Stores. That's a store similar to Food Lion. It has now expanded to more than 10,000 stores across the country. The USDA's Food and Nutrition Services, more than 42 million people are enrolled in SNAP. More than 2 million candles on Target, from Target rather, being recalled. The glass jar on those candles break while they're being used. It's happened 19 times and one person was cut by the broken glass. Dozens of different types of these threshold candles are involved in this recall. These candles are being recalled in addition to the nearly 5 million threshold candles recalled in May.
Everything must go when it comes to Twitter memorabilia at the newly rebranded X headquarters. It is an exodus of that stuff. More than 580 items related to the former brand are going to auction on Heritage Global Partners' website, along with various furniture and appliances in the building. The company is selling everything from a collection of vinyl records to a painting of Ellen DeGeneres' Oscar selfie. The two-day auction also includes several types of memorabilia featuring the iconic blue bird. It all must go. Hey, if it says Twitter, has anything to do with Twitter, the blue bird, anything, it's now just X.
Gone. I'm still trying to get used to this whole X.
Yeah.
You know, because you've gotten so used to that specific color, that little birdie, the whole nine
and
yards.
And tweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you call it now? X'd?
Yeah, no, they called it something. I forget what it is right now, but
it's going to take some getting used to.
It's a thing.
All right. Well, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is happening this week in South Dakota, and some riders are finding unique ways to enjoy that event. Among the thousands of motorcycles at the event, you'll also find people riding mini monster trucks, wheelbarrow side carts, and a motorized couch, among other unusual rides. They say they're bike enthusiasts at heart, but have a sense of humor about it, getting their ideas from places like Facebook Marketplace.
I found grandma's beautiful floral pattern couch for free. and dropped everything I was doing and went over there, picked it up, and then one thing led to another, and here we are.
Oh, well, the Sofa Bike's top speed is about 7 miles an hour.
I'll be able to jog faster. Carolina Panthers will kick off their preseason tomorrow in Charlotte against New York Jets. You can watch the game at 4 o'clock live from Bank of America Stadium on WRAL. And Chris Lee will be there to cover the game with reports after the final whistle. What a scary scene at the drive-thru of a McDonald's in Raleigh. Witnesses tell us what happened when a driver tried to pull an employee through the window.
Well, our children are our future. And if we don't take care of our children, we're not taking care of our future.
Yeah, hundreds of kids in need are getting ready for the head back to school. Up next, the organizer explains why today's event in Durham is so important for that community.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. It's shaping up to be a rather pleasant Friday morning. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner at the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Taking a live look at Clinton right now, where it is lovely, lots of sunshine, nice and calm as we take a look from Alfredo's restaurant. 77 in Fayetteville right now, it's 72 in Lewisburg, 73 Irwin, 72 in South Hill. We saw a number of towns drop into the 60s this morning, but that sunshine's starting to warm us up. We have a moderate dew point today, so it doesn't feel as oppressive as it could, but it's still going to be hot, high of 92. If you're looking to exercise this evening, it'll be 85 degrees at around 7 o'clock, and we'll stay dry except for our southern counties where we could see an isolated storm. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here, and things have really started to quiet down on our map here, pretty much green back across the sensors, which is good news here on a Friday morning, and we're going to zoom in on Rock Quarry Road. That's where a crash had been blocking the roadway. It has since cleared, so that's good news, that overpass right there at I-40. Here's I-40 at Page Road over in the Durham area, and things are looking pretty good and pretty smooth out in that area as well on I-40. Let's take a look at the sensors time. Just 4-minute delay coming in from US 1 southbound and Wake Forest.
But thanks. Disaster respondents from North Carolina are heading to Maui to help provide aid to locals and tourists stuck on that island because of those wildfires. Six responders with the American Red Cross of North Carolina will spend about 3 weeks in that area helping however they can. The Durham Rescue Mission getting ready for its annual back-to-school party. The event helps families in need get supplies and other important items to get kids ready to head back to school. It all gets underway at 10 o'clock this morning. Next on Fox 50, we'll check back in with Elizabeth for an update on how hot it could get this weekend. And up next on Today, country music star Kelsey Ballerini takes over the plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, two people were shot early on in Goldsboro. What we know about the people who were shot?
Volunteers here in Raleigh at the American Red Cross are heading to Hawaii as those wildfires continue to impact people in the area. We'll have a look at what they're doing as they jump in to support.
And after yesterday's storms, our humidity is down slightly. It's about to bounce back up, though, over the weekend. I'll show you when we'll be back into triple-digit heat indices.
8:30 is the time right now. We've seen it all weather-wise this week for certain, and we're back into the heat zone this weekend. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine.
And I'm Ken Smith. You know, we're not going to worry about the weekend.
No.
We could just enjoy the pleasant conditions we have right now. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, tracking it all for us.
Yeah, plenty of folks out here at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Of course, lots of bright skies looking beautiful all across the viewing area. Our dew point has dropped into the 60s. It's in the upper 60s right now, but may fall a bit as we get into the afternoon, making it feel slightly more comfortable. It's not going to be, you know, really comfortable feeling like fall by any means, but a little bit of a drop in our humidity today. We've warmed into the mid-70s officially in the Triangle. It's 73 right now in Southern Pines and Pinehurst, 74 in Rocky Mount, still 68 degrees in Roxborough. So fairly comfortable out there currently. We're seeing clear skies across our viewing area, but after lunchtime, we'll see those big, pretty puffy cumulus clouds that develop. Most of us will stay dry today, but we do have a lingering boundary that's near the South Carolina line, and there may be a disturbance that develops along that, bringing a chance for some isolated showers or storms from Southern Pines through Fayetteville and Clinton and possibly Rayford. But whatever happens today is likely to stay in our counties that border, for the most part, South Carolina. Our temperature at lunchtime in the mid-80s, and we do climb into the low 90s, so it is going to be a hot afternoon. But if you can find a spot in the shade, it won't feel quite as oppressively sticky as it does sometimes. Like this weekend, we're going to see our humidity really climbing. We'll see triple-digit heat indices. I'll show you when we could be under a heat advisory.
You know, we're seeing new aerials this morning showing the growing destruction and heartbreak in Hawaii after those wildfires. This is a flyover showing what's left of the historic town of Lahaina after those wildfires left hundreds of homes and businesses in ashes. Here's what we know this morning. In an update around 4 o'clock this morning, officials in Maui County confirmed 2 more deaths from those wildfires. That brings the total number of people who have died to 55. Hawaii's governor calling this the worst disaster in that state's history. Dry conditions and strong winds are making the situation even worse, making rescue efforts a major challenge. We're expecting an update today on the aftermath from Maui County around 3 o'clock our time. WREL's Laura Levine explains disaster responders from our state are headed to Maui.
As the deadly wildfires continue to rage on in Hawaii, hundreds of miles away, people here in Raleigh are trying to support. The American Red Cross of NC tells us they are sending 6 disaster responders to provide aid to locals and tourists in need. They planned on handing out food and water and assessing damage along the way. A spokesman with the organization says the greatest need is helping those who have been displaced.
So we've actually opened up multiple shelters, and within the first couple hours, we've seen thousands of residents take advantage of those shelters.
And those disaster workers plan to stay in Hawaii for about 3 weeks. And of course, if you're at home wondering, how can I support? Head over to WREL.com, where we have a full list of details on the resources and ways you can help. That's going to be connected to this story. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
And also back here at home, breaking news, 2 people were shot early this morning in Goldsboro, a neighborhood there where police were on the scene, Rockefeller Court, for almost 6 hours. Michael Grace was there in the WREL breaking news tracker, where police had that area very well blocked off.
Yeah, well, investigators picking up the rest of the evidence markers just before 17 this morning, and we now know 2 people have been shot and both in serious but stable condition. I want to get you to this video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see a number of evidence markers on those shell casings scattered across Alabama Avenue here on the northwest side of Goldsboro. Officers say they got the call at around 1:15 this morning. When they arrived at the 100 block of Rockefeller Court, they found one man inside his vehicle who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital. They later found out that another victim was brought to the hospital with a personal vehicle. Again, both of those men in serious condition at this time at ECU Health Medical Center. Now, though police wrapping up at the physical location, this is still an ongoing investigation, so we're going to continue to follow up with the public information officer out here in Goldsboro to get any more updates about this shooting. In Goldsboro, Michael Grace, WREL News.
We're also continuing to learn more about a scary scene at a Raleigh McDonald's, where witnesses say a driver tried to yank 2 employees through the drive-through window at the McDonald's on Trawick Road. This happened around 9:30 last night. The witnesses say the employees were able to get away and nothing was stolen. No one was hurt. Raleigh police had the entrance and exit to the restaurant taped off while they interviewed people there inside. There's no word on if any arrests have been made.
This morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office will honor Officer and Deputy Ned Byrd in a private ceremony. Today marks 1 year since Byrd was shot and killed in southeastern Wake County. Byrd stopped to investigate a truck on the side of Battle Bridge Road on August 11th of last year. He was shot 4 times. Brothers Arturo and Aldis Marin Sotelo are charged with his murder and are awaiting trial. Well, you can honor Deputy Byrd during free Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defense seminars tomorrow. It's happening from 10 to 2 at PNC arena. Bird practiced jiu-jitsu, and several of the instructors who trained with him will be there. On Sunday, you can join the second Ned Bird Memorial Triathlon. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning at Iron District CrossFit in Raleigh. It includes CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, and mountain biking.
School supplies are essential in getting kids ready to go back to school. And today, the Durham Rescue Mission is helping families in need prepare by giving away school supplies for its annual back-to-school party. WRL's Kelsey Coffey was there this morning. She tells us how this event is so important to set students up for success.
The Durham Rescue Mission will be packed with children and families who are in need during this back-to-school season. Volunteers showed up before 4 o'clock this morning to prepare for hundreds of students. The students who come to today's event will receive a free backpack full of every school supply you can imagine, pencils, papers, pens, and notebooks. They will also get a $25 gift card to the Rescue Mission's thrift store for back-to-school clothes.
You can see the effects of what you're doing, right? You know, I'm here, I'm working, I can see the kids being happy. What else wouldn't I be happy about with that?
The president and CEO of the Durham Rescue Mission, Rob Tart, says the number of children who come to their giveaway has increased each year since COVID.
It's hard to fill up a tank of gas right now and go to the grocery store. And then your kid needs all these things for school. This is only going to help those single moms and single parents that are out there that are struggling.
So if you or someone you love has a child that's in need and needs some school supplies, you can come here today starting at 10 o'clock this morning. This isn't just a giveaway. It's a party. It's all about these students having fun. They've got games, activities, and a whole lot of barbecue. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
Attorneys from both sides in the federal case against former President Donald Trump over his 2020 election will be in court this morning. They will be discussing a protective order that would prohibit Trump from talking about confidential evidence in the case. Trump's attorneys argue the order would violate his right to free speech. Well, Special Counsel Jack Smith is on record saying he wants the trial to begin January 2nd, 2024. That will be just days before the Iowa caucus. Smith's office says the trial would last about 4 to 6 weeks, which would take Trump off the campaign trail in the critical early weeks of Republican primary voting. Trump's team has until next week to give the court its preferred start date for that trial.
Hollywood writers and studios are headed back to the negotiating table today, trying to end the strike that has canceled our favorite TV shows and movies. Put them all on hold. The Writers Guild says it is ready to reach a deal and get back to work, and it is hopeful the studios will respond to the proposals. Today's meeting will be the first between the two sides since last week, which was just a talk about resuming talks. Film and TV writers have been on strike for more than 100 days, demanding more streaming residuals and higher pay.
Well, drivers in Wake Forest need to be aware of some road work that is expected to cause some delays. Crews will be working today and tomorrow and Monday on the NC-98 bypass near Ligon Mill Road. That will cause lane reductions from 9 to 4 tomorrow and 9 to 4 today and from 10 to 1 on Monday. Drivers should stay away from the area if they can to avoid backups. Well, time now, we're coming up on 8:40. Well, it's not the typical end of the summer for one North Carolina team. Well, that's not what she was expecting. Coming up, she recalls the moment she was struck by lightning during her summer job at the pool.
We were shaking our car and blowing signs off and peeling roofs off of the houses, and it was wild.
Sounds wild. We hear from travelers at O'Hare International Airport, thankful to be safe and home today after visiting Maui.
And as we head to break, we're going to give you a live look now at the WREL Azalea Garden this morning. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner for an update on how hot it will get this weekend, but conditions are rather pleasant right now. Now it's shaping up to be a beautiful day along the North Carolina coast. Of course, you're looking live at Wrightsville Beach, no doubt. It will be a very popular destination for a lot of people this weekend. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center. Even around here, Elizabeth, feels great.
It does. It feels nice out there this morning. Very comfortable. We've had a little bit of a drop in our dew point and our temperature, but it is going to be hot this afternoon, and it will be a really hot weekend. We take a live look here at Zebulon. This is a look at their historic town hall. Lots of blue sky behind it. Our temperature in the Triangle area right now is 74, and our dew point's at 67. Now, you know, we really feel like 50 would be a comfortable dew point, but we'll take 60s because it's not 70s, because 70s really feels sticky and uncomfortable. We'll be in the mid 80s by lunchtime, and we do climb to 92 for the high this afternoon. And even though technically 67 is steamy, it's likely that we'll see that dropping down to tolerable. I mean, again, I wish we could put it down to comfy. That's not going to happen, though, anytime soon. But it will feel slightly better in the shade this afternoon. It is going to feel worse over the weekend as we bounce back to tropical. 92 in Raleigh today, 90 in Durham, 94 in Fayetteville. It should feel fairly pleasant at the Bulls game tonight. They're at a homestand all the way through the weekend. At 6:30, temperatures will be in the upper 80s. And by 8 o'clock, looking at 83 degrees. So feeling pleasant there. Anything you're planning to do outside, if you have outdoor plans for dinner, should feel pretty comfortable in the shade. Futurecast showing partly cloudy skies for us this afternoon and a small chance of a thunderstorm in our southern counties. So say Southern Pines, Rayford, Fayetteville, Clinton, you could see an evening shower or thunderstorm there, but the rest of the viewing area looks dry. Looking ahead to Saturday, Saturday's going to be a little hotter, a little stickier. That's not going to stop the Jets and the Panthers or any fans there in Charlotte. Our temperature at 4 o'clock, 91. At 6 o'clock, we're still at 90, but a little later on in the evening, it should start to cool off. One thing about Saturday, it looks dry. You shouldn't have to worry about any thunderstorms. Saturday night, the Perseid meteor shower should be very pleasant. We don't have much moon, and so that will allow us to see more shooting stars. The Perseid meteor shower is actually one of the most active of the year. It's a great one. It's the middle of summer, so it's comfortable outside. And this one's going to be especially nice because, again, the moon will be at a sliver. And coming up in just about 25 to 30 minutes, I'm going to be talking to NASA Ambassador Tony Rice about great places and ways to see the Perseid meteor shower over the weekend. It's definitely going to be hot for us. 95 Saturday, 97 Sunday, 94 on Monday. But Sunday and Monday, that heat index will climb up to 105 to 107. And that does put us in the category of a heat advisory. So we'll let you know if the Weather Service posts that. We also have a better chance for storms as we get into Sunday and Monday. It's a 30% chance on Sunday and a 50% chance on Monday. Behind that system, it will be a little cooler and a little less sticky.
Keep an eye to the sky, and the reptiles are back, and they are among Out and About's best picks for weekend fun here in the Triangle. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has all the details. First of all, Kathy, what's up with these snakes?
Okay, so the annual Repticon event is happening all weekend in the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Hundreds of exotic animal vendors and animals to check out. Tickets start at $10 for adults and $6 for kids, so you can up close, hands-on experiences with these reptiles.
Also, Elizabeth just mentioned it. On Saturday, the Perseid meteor shower is expected to be at its peak. Where's the best way people can view that?
Well, one of the options, the staff and volunteers from Moorhead Planetarium and Raleigh Astronomy Club are hosting a viewing party at Dix Park Saturday night. You don't really need telescopes to see the meteor shower, but they will have telescopes available for you to view other things. It's a free event from 9 to 11 p.m. in the big field at Dix Park.
Cannot wait for that. That's a great spot away from all the lights so you can see the dark sky. Also Saturday, a Geek and Grub Market is coming up. What's this?
It's a geek event. This monthly market is going to be held at Fred Fletcher Park from 6 to 10 p.m. This month's theme is anime. Admission is free. Tons of vendors. Lots of games. It's great for the whole family to go out to.
Also, if you enjoy comedy, a lot of us do, a former Mad TV star is in town.
You remember Mad TV? I loved Mad TV. Mm-hmm. The very funny Arius Spears is performing over at Raleigh Improv tonight and tomorrow. Tickets are still available.
So much happening this weekend. For more on these events and many more, you can just go to WRL.com and search Out and About. Kathy, thank you.
And we're following some breaking news in the WRL Live Center right now. The producer price index is out. That just came out about 10 minutes ago. Wholesale prices rose 0.3% in July, which was higher than expected. Economists were expecting the report to show a 0.2% increase. I am taking a look at Wall Street at the futures right now, which I just lost. But the futures were showing that they were all in the red. The opening bell is at 9:30 this morning, so we'll have more on that coming up.
All right, Michelle, thanks. As evacuations continue from Hawaii, we're hearing from passengers at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, thankful to be home safe after experiencing those wildfires.
I mean, the winds, when we were sitting there in the neighborhoods trying to get somewhere, it was shaking our car and blowing signs off and peeling roofs off of the houses, and it was wild.
Yeah, that wildfire is likely to be the largest natural disaster in Hawaii's history. We've been monitoring the death toll, which has climbed now to 55 people. Thousands more have been displaced as hundreds of homes have been reduced to ashes. Well, the last few days of summer weren't the typical one for a North Carolina team because she was struck by lightning. Brinley Steger from China Grove worked as a lifeguard this summer. And one day she went out to get an umbrella and heard thunder and saw a huge mass of electricity near her. She felt a sharp pain in her arm and said it felt like her arm had fallen off.
And then I felt like my arm got blown off. So I looked down at my arm, and my mom, apparently, she said that she saw orange and blue surrounding my arm.
Yeah, she was then rushed to the hospital. As you see there, she is recovering at home. She says the muscle in her arm is very weak and she can't really pick anything up.
The traditional school year calendar begins in just a few weeks for thousands of kids in the Triangle. And this morning, the time is ticking down for the district to find a fix for their bus driver shortage. It continues. In Durham, they only need a handful of drivers for the upcoming school year. But the district says that number is in flux and they're always hiring. In Wake County, they had to reduce the number of routes because they just don't have enough drivers. It's a nationwide shortage that's been a problem since the pandemic.
An honor for a local legend. The late, great Jimmy Valvano is being inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. WRL's Casey Hintz reports from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Hey, good morning, everyone. From Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm standing outside of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, where so many greats have joined basketball's immortality. And tomorrow, NC State legend, the late great Jim Valvano, will rightfully take his place alongside him, as Jimmy V will be enshrined as a contributor for the class of 2023. Let's talk a little bit about timing. That's four decades to the year after Jimmy V led the pack on that improbable run to a national title. It's also 30 years this year that he lost his battle to cancer, but not before he created the Jimmy V Foundation, which has gone on to raise over $300 million for cancer research. We talk about a contributor in every way. Now, the Hall of Fame activities get underway today. We'll have a chance to speak to the Valvano family who made the trip up here. Plus, other members of this year's class get a chance to ask them about the legacy of Jimmy V and just what it means to be here this weekend. I'll have all of that coming up tonight on WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Springfield, Massachusetts.
61 people have suffered second and third degree burns because of a defect in a pressure cooker. Several models of the Senseo pressure cookers are being recalled. The lid can unlock and come off while it's being used. Stop using these pressure cookers and contact Senseo for a full refund. Five on Your Side has specific brands that are on recall. What you should be aware of, just go to WRO.com and search recall.
Well, there's another recall, Jeff, that'll have people checking their kitchens this morning. There's a warning about some ice cream products sold right here in North Carolina. The FDA believes the multi-state outbreak is connected to these soft-serve ice cream cups you see right there on your screen. All 8-ounce real kosher ice cream cups are being recalled. So far, at least two people have gotten sick and been hospitalized. One person in New York, another in Pennsylvania.
Happening today, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are helping families get ready to send their kids back to school. The team will give out free school supplies, books, clothing, shoes, much more going on at Segra Stadium. It's happening from 4 to 7 this evening. The items will be available for students in grades K through 12. This is video from last year's events when they gave away supplies to more than 1,000 students. There'll be fun activities there for kids of all ages at the stadium as well tonight.
Well, before you go to break, we want to take you now to these winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers right there on your screen. We'll also get a check of weather and traffic next.